You're listening to Z Talks with your host, Z.
What up, Pride? Welcome back to the podcast. Really happy you guys could join me today. Exciting conversation today, but really quick. I hope everybody's day is going amazing. Everybody's week is going amazing. And a big shout out to my man, Unbloom. Go check him out. He's a up-and-coming artist. You can find him on basically any music distribution platform. SoundCloud, Apple, Spotify. Go check him out. Really good dude. He did the intro music. Did the outro music. So just do me a favor and go check him out. All right, in this episode, basically just want to kind of share like a personal anecdote. Won't be too long. It's rather, I don't know, it's kind of like a life talk, I guess. Basically what I went through as a kid growing up through hockey and going through what I did. I'll share like little stories about that, but I'll probably only share one story today just because of the fact that it leaves a bit of a mystery for you guys, maybe, I guess. Like, if you do want to know, like, the full story, please, like, let me know. Like, send me a message or, you know, comment down below on whatever you're commenting on. And please just do me a favor and let me know what you guys want to hear. Anyways, so basically, I'm going to start off with my younger years of hockey and how I was as an athlete growing up. So the younger years, you know, I was very athletically inclined. I was bigger than most kids. Played a lot of soccer, a lot of hockey. Those are my two main sports. Played L1 soccer, which is like the highest division. Played AA hockey, which was not the highest division, actually. AAA is the highest for me. Or it was for me. It's not the highest anymore because I'm older now. But so started off playing, you know, AA and L1 soccer as a kid growing up, as a youth. As a young Z, you know, prancing through fields and going on the ice surfaces and skating my heart out. So essentially what happened was when I was younger, it was kind of instilled upon me that I don't want to say and sound conceited, but I kind of felt like I was definitely a top athlete. It was very evident to me that I, you know, because I was always placing first in basically everything I did throughout elementary school. You know, I was always considered that hockey guy, but it didn't always feel like that for me, actually. I always felt like, and I still feel like, I always have to fight for my spot and prove myself to people. Don't know why I think that way, but I do. It's actually not a negative thing to have if you are like me and you do think that you always have something to prove, because it gives you more incentive to do the things that, you know, you probably won't be doing, like breaking through the confines of, you know, what the society has deemed you as, you know what I mean? So for me, it'd be I'm deemed as a athlete, as a hockey player. You know, I have to stick to the script of being an athlete. You know, this isn't what an athlete does. I don't think an athlete creates a podcast for himself and creates Twitch channels for himself. You know, maybe they do and I just haven't seen it. If they do, fuck yeah, more power to them. I'm just like them. I want to meet those people. If you know anybody like that, please link them to me, because I would love to talk with them. Like, I just want to like connect with them on some sort of level. Like, I think that would be so fucking cool. So anyways, back to the story. I always get off on tangents. Sorry about that. So back to the story. So I was just on the cusp of, you know, being AA to AAA in hockey. And I finally cracked that AAA roster spot when I was about 13, maybe 14. Not sure how old I was at the time when I finally cracked it. But as soon as I got onto it, oh man, I just kind of got a vibe that they really didn't like me and they didn't respect me in any sort of way as an athlete or as a person, because they were just saying like degrading things to me and all that stuff. But this isn't trying to be a sob story. I feel like I'm trying to share this so you guys can take what I dealt with and how you guys can, you know, maybe sort of find a lesson in it, because I know I can. So as soon as I got onto this team, immediately was judged right away. You know, I've always been an outspoken leader type guy, you know, always the class clown, like always speaking up, always making jokes and stuff like that. That doesn't mean to say, you know, class clown, like I was stupid or anything like that, but I was always outspoken and like always trying to take over that leadership role. So when I got onto that AAA team, I feel like a lot of people really didn't like that about me. And still to this day, I still feel the anxiety of, you know, having what they think, and I'm still trying to get over that. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to break through the confines of, like I said, what society has placed me as and what they've deemed me as. So really trying to do that right now with the podcast and the whole Twitch thing. If you guys don't follow me on Twitch, by the way, go follow it, Northern Muse Gaming. Go for it. I do love playing video games. So if you're a gamer, come out and support me. Or, you know, let's play a game together. Anyways, again, off on a fucking tangent. Come on, man. Stick with it. Stick with it. And this is that one time where I actually want to stick with the script. Anyways, get onto that team. Immediately judged right away. They definitely didn't like me. Caught a vibe that they really didn't fucking like me. And I mean, like, really didn't fucking like me. Like, they hated me to the point where, like, they were outspoken about it. Like, I heard, like, from people, like, yo, shut the fuck up. You're a bitch. Like, no, we don't like you. I'm like, all right. Well, I'm not for everybody. That's perfectly fine. So the way that I took it as, okay, you might not like me right now, but, you know, I'll turn the tables. You'll eventually like me. And that was my mindset throughout it all. Still haven't got them to like me, I don't think. Anyways, back to the story. So essentially, it was just like an accumulation of things and what I did to deal with them all. So the first one was when I made it, you know, I started getting like called like, you know, bitch, pussy, like all the really like nasty words. Not really like nasty. I can take that stuff. Like, it doesn't really bother me that much because, you know, I'm mentally strong. But I did something with those words and I kind of internalized them and I inverted them into something positive. I took in the negative, took all that abuse, I ate shit, and then turned it in on myself. And as I was reflecting back at night, because I, you know, this stuff used to keep me up at night, I'd always think, okay, what can I do better the next day? Like, what comes tomorrow that I can do? And that's not even speaking, like, in terms of I want to be in, like, a relationship level with these people, you know? Like, I don't want to be friends with them. I'm thinking of what I can do for myself to make myself better. Because you know what? If they don't like me, they don't like me, but the way that I thought about it was, they better fucking respect me. They don't have to like me. You can hate me for all you want, but you better fucking respect what I'm doing, because I'm going to do it right, and I'm going to do it better than you. That's not me being conceited. That's just the honest truth. I genuinely think that no matter what I'm doing, I'm going to be better at it than you. That's just my mindset. And I think that's what really, like, really ticked them off. They really didn't like me for that. And on the ice and in the locker room, I was always the one, like, making comments, you know, like, saying, you know, being that hype up guy, trying to be that rally guy, you know. And they didn't fuck with me. And what they actually ended up doing was they did something really mean, and they created a parody account on social media. They started tweeting out stuff that was really hurtful, and like I said, it was a parody account. Doesn't really bother me that much. I know for a lot of people it would have bothered them, so that's why if they are going through something like this, I really want to help them. The best thing I could say and the best thing that I did was I really didn't pay attention to it, like, at all. Like, none of that shit worried about me, because in the back of my mind, I was thinking, yeah, you know, you guys can talk now, but just wait for a little bit longer and you'll see that you're the one that's going to be the fucking mistake. You know, you're going to be that failure and I'm going to be the one succeeding because of what you're doing. I believe in a thing called karma, and I hope you guys do too. Karma is definitely something that I don't fuck with. I always think, you know, there's either good karma or bad karma, and, you know, I always try to be a good guy, and I always try to be nice, and that's why I think that I am where I am today, because of what I did and all my hard work that I put in. And, you know, I was never really an asshole to anybody unless, you know, they really, really deserved it or they did something to me. So, essentially, like I said, they made a parody account of me on Twitter. They started tweeting things out and started tagging me and stuff. And, you know, it, overall, just a really, really bad experience. But again, what I did was I put my nose to the grindstone and I kept going. And nobody, they always tweeted out that I was like a loser and that I was never going to do anything. And nobody knows this. Like, there's only like a few people that actually like follow that account and that know about it. I was one of them because one of my friends on the team actually told me about it and came to find out that way. After that whole ordeal and experience, I really ended up becoming more independent and understanding that a lot of people are going to be getting in your way and are going to be saying that you can't do things that you want to achieve. And I genuinely just think that that's bullshit. Like, there's no way that another person can stop you from doing what you want, whether that be cooking, whether that be art, whether that be a sport, whether that be fucking becoming the yo-yo man. Like, I don't know what your passion is, but the only person stopping you from doing that is yourself. You just have to look in the mirror and understand what your motives are and how you're going to get from point A to point B. And between point A and point B, there are funny little people in between there that are always going to try and tear you down. But you can't, like, succumb to it, because as soon as you let a negative thought in your mind, it's like a boat. There's actually a great quote by, Gwynasu, I believe it is. And this quote I really related to this because this is one of the quotes at the time that really helped me through it. It was, an entire sea of water can't sink a ship unless it gets inside the ship. Similarly, the negativity of the world can't put you down unless you allow it to get inside yourself. So I think of that, and immediately I think of my situation and what I need to overcome and how all these negative things around me, like these teammates that are toxic, that are always trying to tear me down. I can't let them get inside my head, because if I let them get inside my head, they win. If they win, it's over. So basically that was like my thought process throughout the entirety of my youth hockey career. There are many more stories and more adversity that I have faced when it comes to that. But definitely it is something to take away that regardless of what situation you're in or what kind of adversity comes to show you, you just have to be resilient and just really not let anything get inside your head. But anyways, I really do appreciate you guys stopping by and listening to my little spiel and my little personal anecdote. Like I said, if you guys want to hear like the rest of the story, like please leave a comment or send me a message or just ask me a question. I don't give a shit. Just please reach out to me and talk to me. You know, I love talking to people. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this personal anecdote, and I hope you guys can take something away from it and a lesson to be learned. So anyways, guys, I hope you guys have an amazing day. If you don't already, follow me on Twitter or Instagram, maybe even Facebook. I don't even know if I have my Facebook up yet. I think I do, actually. Just go like my page on Facebook. But anyways, guys, you'll hear all that shit in the outro. If you have anything that you would like to get off your chest, please DM me. Like, I'm here to help you guys as well. You know, I love helping people, love talking to people. So please let me know. And anyways, guys, I hope you guys have an awesome week, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Follow Z on Twitter at ZTalks2, or hit him up on IG at Z_Talks. This has been the Z Talks podcast. Follow, share, tell all your friends, and don't be afraid to be a goddamn lion.